The study suggests a combination of improvements to public parks, sidewalks, and streets in concert with investments by private building owners would be needed to transform the roughly three-block area impacted by the November 2012 explosion into an area attractive to entrepreneurs. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno endorsed the creation of a so-called innovation district that would have housing, workspace for startup companies, and businesses that cater to an active urban lifestyle.
I'd also like to mention that it is very important that some of the ideas that are put out here are for discussion. But if you're going to move the city forward, you need to be bold and innovative. And that's what we're looking to do with this plan as we move forward.
The area affected by the natural gas explosion is home to bars, nightclubs, restaurants, and a variety of small businesses. There are also warehouses and walk-up apartments. It's known as the Entertainment District, but Sarno said he wants to rebrand it the Dining District and drive out the nightclubs and bars that have given the city problems from time to time.
To the businesses that continue to want to attract a negative element, I will continue to be relentless with the laws, ordinance, state laws, bureaus, boards, and commissions that I have.
Innovation districts are all the rage. A once desolate area of the South Boston waterfront has been transformed over the last decade into an innovation district. New Haven, Providence, and cities across the country are all trying to create innovation districts. The Springfield study was done by Utile, a Boston-based planning and design firm. It was paid for by a portion of the $850,000 settlement the city received from Columbia Gas. Develop Springfield, a business development partnership, facilitated the study. Jay Minkara, the CEO of Develop Springfield, called the report exciting and said he believes several of the proposals for improvements to public spaces can be implemented.
Those set the stage for the private sector to come in and make private investments.
The study suggested creating outdoor cafes with Wi-Fi, widening sidewalks, converting one-way streets to two-way traffic, and putting in bicycle lanes. Evan Plotkin, who heads a downtown property management company, said creating an innovation district will depend ultimately on what private property owners decide to do with the damaged buildings.
But you need to prime the pump. Something has to happen first before something else happens. And that's where city government comes in.
City economic development officials plan to hold a meeting next month with property owners in the affected area to discuss the redevelopment possibilities. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.